I just thought maybe it would be productive to review a couple of details with regard to treating items that are Kedusha Shvius, which is becoming more and more relevant dafka now, this time of year. So first of all, it's well known that there is a problem to ruin food that is Kedusha Shvius. The pasuk says, "Vayisa Shabbas Haaretz Lachem La'achla." So the Gemara dashins in Psachim and Beis and Beis La'achla V'lo Lehefsid. That you're supposed to eat it as opposed to ruining it. So there is an issur to ruin food that is Kedusha Shvius. Because the whole source of this issur is that we're supposed to eat it as opposed to ruining it, so this issur only applies to things which are edible, things which are roi lachila. If it's not roi lachila, so then there's no issue of whether l'achla as opposed to hefsid. The only issue gets off the ground when something is roi lachila, either if it's roi lachila for a person, or even if it's roi lachilas behema, then there is a problem to go ahead and to ruin it. What do you do with it? So there are two, of course, there are two options. One option is to have the Kedusha Shvius receptacle, which is very well known. And the other is a person could wrap it up in a bag and can place that bag in the garbage because the food is protected and it won't be affected by the garbage, it won't be made dirty. That is also an acceptable option. There are advantages to the first option, so that would be recommended, but the second option really is acceptable as well. What about items that are theoretically roi lebehema? Well, amaisa, most people don't have animals at home that they give them to. So various types of peels and pits and whatever the case may be. So there is a discussion. This is all based on Rav Rimon's beautiful summary in his sefer, starting on page 201. So the Chazon Ish held that as long as you're not actually, that most people in the area are not giving it to animals, so then there's no iser of putting it, you could put it right in the garbage. Rav Kook Dafka was machmir and felt that as long as it's theoretically roi lebehema, you cannot throw it in the garbage. Rav Ramon points out that la'alocha, there's no real nafkamina, because if it's not roi for a person to eat, it's only roi for an animal, so putting it in the garbage doesn't ruin that. Maisim b'chal yom, that the animals pick through the garbage to eat what's roi for them. So as long as it's not roi for a person, you can put it right in the garbage, and that would be totally fine. What about situations where you have a little bit left, which is roi for a person? So, just to give a couple of examples. So, a person peels, let's say, cucumbers. So, the peel of it, that many people eat cucumbers without peeling it. That's certainly roi for a person. Even if a person were to peel a carrot, the outer layer of the carrot is certainly roi to eat for a person. People just don't want to clean it. They think it's dirty and they don't want to clean it, so they peel it off. That's certainly roi for a person, so they'd have to be treated with Kedusha Shvius. On the other hand, let's say banana peels. As far as I understand, people don't eat banana peels. That's not really considered roi l'achilas adam. You can just throw that right in the garbage. There's no reason to treat it with any special guidelines. Let's say a person goes ahead and eats an apple. Apples are not Kedusha Shvius for a while. But you eat an apple and you have the core left. So the core is not roi lachila. But there's always a little bit of fruit left on the core. There's always a little bit left. So there's a dispute, again, similar to, based on this issue of the fact that it's la'achla v'lo lehefsid. So does it have to be, as long as there's a little bit something that's roi lachila, you can't throw it in the garbage? Or if it's eaten down to the point that people generally throw it out, you're not planning on eating anymore. Almost nobody eats it more than this. This is called, it's eaten. It's done. So then maybe at that point, it's not called roi lachilas adam anymore. Rav Rimon quotes that Rav Yashiv was meku on this, and he felt that as long as you eat the apple down to the core, in a way that normal people do, okay, and then you throw it out, so then that would be able to, you could throw that right in the garbage. If a person wants to treat it with Kedusha, so be it, matov. But make your idea, a person certainly can throw it right in the garbage. If there's a significant amount of fruit, less obviously, then a person would need to treat that with Kedusha. Leftovers on a person's plate. So again, if it's something which could normally be eaten, so then it has to be treated with Kedusha. If it's, I've heard of people scraping the plate with toothpicks to get off, so that's absurd. That's not called the achla v'lo lehefsid. The equation of either you're going to eat it or not doesn't get off the ground in that case. So the way Rav Rimon describes it, he says if it's enough that you'd normally take it off the plate before you'd wash the plate, before you'd put it in the sink and wash it, so then that amount should be, if it's Kedusha Shvius, treated with Kedusha. If it's less than that, you would just wash it off under normal circumstances, you could wash it off now as well, and you don't have to be concerned about it. Just on a on a rayoni level. So he points out that the iser to be mafsid kedusha shvius obviously can be understood as treating kedusha with a certain level of kavod, and we have to certainly get used to that idea. He also points another interesting idea from the name of his father-in-law, Rav Blumenzweig, the Rosh Yeshiva from Yeruchim. So he writes that that one of the ideas of Shemitah is that we're not the owners of Eretz Yisrael, we're not the owners of the land. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailam. So too, when it comes to the Peros, he gave us permission to eat it, but a person who's not the Bailam doesn't have permission to ruin something. He may have permission to use, but not permission to ruin, and that is hopefully something that we will incorporate into our mindset over the course of the year, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailam. Have a wonderful day.